Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's clean, O-R-I-G-I-N.com, code RADIO10.
It's Bob and Sherry, the podcast. What's love?
Sherry and I have met a lot of celebrities, and I've never held on to autographs, but I've got two or three, and one of them is on a CD, and it's Tina Turner's. And as you probably know, she passed away yesterday in a small town, Küsnacht, near Zurich, Switzerland, where she has lived a good portion of her life since she retired. She died at the age of 83, and what a voice, what a performer, and what a story. Coming from Nutbush, Mississippi. That was the name of the town. She even did a song on it.
I was so saddened. She was 83, but I think in my mind, she was perpetually 45, you know, like your whole life. Did you know, I was reading about Tina Turner yesterday afternoon. Did you know that she was the very first Black artist and the first woman to be on the cover of Rolling Stone? Did you know that?
Is that right?
That's shocking.
Yeah. That really is, because there were some great African-American singers for years they could have put on there, too.
But they didn't. She was the first, and the first woman, not just the first Black woman, but the first woman. She was also ranked by Rolling Stone in the top 100 greatest artists of all time and the top 100 greatest singers of all time. And she retired, what was it, about a decade ago? She's been living in Switzerland for a long
time. Maybe a little more than
that.
Yeah. Maybe a little longer than that, yeah.
And she really craved privacy, and I'm happy to say that she got it, mostly, probably because she was in Switzerland.
There was a movie that was pretty good. Angela Bassett played Tina Turner, and that's a big role to take on. And I thought she did a great job, and there's a moment where she's singing River Deep Mountain High in the recording studio, and it just takes your breath away. If you want to see the consummate concert moment of Tina Turner, just Google Proud Mary, the live version of Proud Mary with two backup singers and who are half her age, and Tina with the most amazing legs. And she's probably in her 50s doing Proud Mary with her former husband, Ike Turner. And of course, their relationship was very difficult. He was horrible to her, as the movie showed. And finally, she said, "What's love got to do with it?" Said goodbye to him and moved to Switzerland. But what an amazing woman. Do we have an interview from Oprah?
Yeah, this is from 2013. Oprah interviewed her.
But when you look back at your life, and now you're in the nirvana stage of your life, what is the legacy of Tina Turner?
Oprah, I think you and I have to sit over a bottle of red to talk about that one. That's a joke. Endurance. You know, I endured hardship all the way. If we stay on course, we stay focused, never smoking, never drinking, never doing drugs. My legacy is that I stayed on course from the beginning to the end because I believed in something inside of me that told me that it can get better, or you can make something better, and that I want it better. So my legacy is a person that strived for wanting it better and got it.
Yeah, and what power in the voice. I mean, there's Aretha. She's always up there at the top. But I tell you what, Tina is in another class power-wise. Just absolutely breathtaking voice.
Well, and then on top of all of that, breathtaking stage presence.
Like
she was an incredibly electric performer and beautiful and such a survivor. That's what you have to, when I think of Tina Turner, that's all I think of, is what a survivor. Let's blast it. lost a queen. It's Bob and Sherry.
Bob and Sherry, go.
Well, we're all heading into the long Memorial Day weekend, and it's, you know, the big kickoff to summer and all of that. But around here, we celebrate Memorial Day in lots of ways. And one of them is what the holiday was created for, to honor the fallen men and women who've given their lives in service to our country. We have so many military families who listen. We have so many veterans who listen to the show. And so many of us have had parents and grandparents and great-grandparents serve, and we've lost some of those people. So Memorial Day, yeah, you know, let's fire up the grill and open up the community pool and all of that good stuff. But let's also remember the people that made the ultimate sacrifice so that we could have all those things. And I was cruising around YouTube looking at UFOs, you know, like I do in my spare time, and I came across this, and it was just so wonderful. Check it out.
Christian from Loose Cannon's son, Jaden Perez, who is 10 years old, is going to sing the anthem for you guys today. And I heard him in the warm-up earlier. And I have to tell you, some of you guys who know me a little bit, besides working with the Arians, we work on the TV show The Voice on NBC. And I want him to come try out for The Voice. That's how good this little boy is. All right? So I want you guys to give it up for 10-year-old Jaden Perez.
Let's go!
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, once so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, on the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the frost bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. And oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave on the land of the free?
Woo! Woo!
The home of the brave.
He's great. 10 years old. That's really cool. You ever notice it's always the end of the song. Everybody's waiting to see what the singer's going to do with that last high note. You know, are they going to hold it? Are they going to bend it? Are they going to be just casual with it? And he hit it. He hit it pretty good.
And of course, you know, we know that in a couple of years, his voice will start to change. But I think when you've got that kind of talent,
yeah,
even
still
when
got
your voice changes,
sure,
you still
well,
got it.
He was bending notes. Yeah.
So I was listening
very
to
good.
That. I listened to it a handful of times, and I thought, you know, I know that everyone's really divided and angry right now, but maybe we can all kind of come together and recognize that there are people that gave their lives and everything, all their dreams, everything, sacrificed so that we could fight with each other over everything.
Right.
Just something to think about, you know, something to remember. We'll get that posted up on the Bob and Sherry Facebook if you want to see it and share it. And we got morons in the news straight ahead. And today's moron of the day, listen, when a Florida man says, "That's all I need to see," that's a new level, okay? When a Florida man has had too much. It's next. It's Bob and Sherry. Morons in the News is brought to you by Indeed. Need to hire? You need Indeed.com/credit.
Check this out.
We never seem to run out.
Out of my way, you moron.
Morons in the News with Bob and Sherry.
A landlord in Duluth, Minnesota, deliberately set fire to his apartment, all the while blasting Billy Joel's "We Didn't Start the Fire." Travis Carlson, who is 37 years old, faces one felony charge of first-degree arson in connection with the event. According to the criminal complaint, officers were dispatched about 4 a.m. in Duluth on the report of an upstairs apartment on fire. When emergency crews arrived, they found the upstairs apartment on fire with "We didn't start the fire" blaring from the unit. The downstairs tenants said they woke up to their landlord, identified as Carlson, smashing glass and breaking things for about 20 minutes. Carlson then knocked on the downstairs tenant's apartment and yelled at them, "The house is on fire!" A neighbor also told officers they saw Carlson under his truck earlier with gas cans going in and out of the house. An investigation revealed a drilled hole in his truck's gas tank with lids of gas cans lying around the truck. The complaint also notes that green liquid lines from a burn accelerant stained several pieces of furniture in the apartment, so that obviously what was going on. He was arrested on arson on two counts. Arson and being the only man in America who still wants to hear "We Didn't Start the Fire" by Billy Joel. As a matter of fact, Billy Joel doesn't even do that song anymore. He was interviewed the other day and he said, "I can't remember all of those things that I had to say in that song."
he can't remember. What kind of plausible defense can you mount when you're blasting this?
I can't imagine.
During the fire.
Because obviously he's thinking about what he's going to do, what he did.
I hope he got a really good giggle out of it, because he's going to need to hold on to that while he does time.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah. He's looking at 20 years in prison. Arson is a serious offense. All right, over to you.
Let's go to today's Moron of the Day story. This happened to John Riddle, who lives in Hollywood, Florida. And he came outside and he noticed that the door to the bathroom at his pool deck was open. He was like, that's strange. So he goes to close the door, and he glances in, and there's a giant iguana sitting inside the toilet. It turned around and started hissing at him. And John Riddle said, "That's all I need. I've seen enough here." And he backed away, and he said, "I'm not dealing with this." And the iguana continued to take a little splash bath in the toilet for about an hour. And he sat on the opposite side of the room watching the bathroom door. And this thing was big. Iguanas can get really big. When the iguana was done playing in the toilet, it climbed out and jumped into his pool. And then it swam around in his pool for a while. And John Riddle's like, "It's my house." And the iguana is like, "Says you." After about an hour of being in the pool, the iguana got up and left and headed into the backyard. This is what happens when you live in like semi-tropical climates.
It is.
You have to be prepared to share your toilet, your backyard,
you do,
your pool, your front porch.
You have to be aware.
With anything that's coming, what I didn't know about iguanas, I knew they got real big. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know that if they didn't want none of you, they just hiss at you like cats.
And walk away, swimming
in
your
pool. Can you imagine a giant reptile in your toilet hissing at you so that you have to leave the room?
Would you ever be right again? I think that's actually scarier than a snake in many ways.
I'd rather have a gator in my pool than a hissing iguana in the toilet.
I know.
Because you know that middle of the night thing where you wake up and you're like, "Oh, I got to go to the bathroom."
Right.
You'd never be able to do that again without turning every light on, squatting, jumping. It would be the worst.
Right.
You'd end up
going
dying of dehydration. Yeah.
Baseball bat. Yeah, that's right.
So that is Morons in the News today. Now, coming up, I know it's Thursday. Happy gateway to the weekend. But because it's the long holiday weekend, the People's Movie Critic said, "I can't wait. You can't hold me back. You won't hold me down. I got a movie to review, and it's coming up." It's Bob and Sherry.
Bob and Sherry books, swag, and the mother of all mothers merch. Just hit shop at bobandsherry.com.
I don't even know if I want to bring this, but I read it and I can't stop thinking about it, so I have to get it out. According to scientists who study this sort of thing, American human beings will spend 26 years of our life sleeping and another 11 years of our life watching television. So that is 37 years of our life sleeping and watching television. Wouldn't you like at least 5 years back from some of the crap you've watched on TV?
Yes. Yes. Although it's not the crappiest stuff I regret. Some of my regrets were for things that, oh, this is great, you should watch it. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I just can't get through it. I just can't do it. Like, I don't really regret Big Bang Theory reruns or William Shatner's The Unexplained. The way I regret certain movies that, you know, everybody loved. And then we've all got that. A movie everyone loves and you watch it and you're like, I'm sorry, I just don't
see this. I regret when I was younger watching more than one episode of Three's Company.
I think we all can regret that.
That was a horrible show, you know. That was doing nothing for humanity or Bobby. I'll tell you now.
It gave John Ritter his launching pad, and he was amazing and deserved that. But when you look at Three's Company, it makes you realize that the Love Boat is Shakespeare in comparison.
You are so right. What was it about Three's Company that looked so cheesy? Was it that the set was so cheap looking? Was it the colors? I mean, obviously, the premise was stupid, especially today.
How about the script? How about the writing?
The script was awful.
Track. Yeah.
I know. Wouldn't you like to have some of that time back out of the 11 years of your life? And we've all got shows like that. We all have shows. Yeah. And don't tell me that some of the people watching The Housewives or watching The Bachelor wouldn't like to have some of those hours back. You know you would.
But it's hard to know which hours to ask for back because I swear all the seasons run into each other and I'll feel the same after a while.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's Bob and Sherry.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com. Or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10. Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.
Lamar's movie review is brought to you by Innovation Refunds. Go to getrefunds.com.
It's Bob and Sherry.
A very exciting Thursday edition of The People's Movie Critic and Fast 9. Hey, Lamar.
Hey, you know, no, you said Fast. I'm sorry. This is not Fast 9. This is Fast 10 because it's Fast
10.
X.
I'm sorry.
But the reason we're all thinking this, in Fast 9, they went to outer space in a jet-powered Pontiac Fiero. And I said to myself, this is the stupidest, most unbelievable thing I've ever seen in a movie. And Fast X says, hold my beer. Now, don't get me started with, hey, it's a movie. You have to expect that stuff. Yes, it is. And yes, I do. But there is a limit to how far even I am willing to go. I was ready to cut this franchise loose after the fourth one, but then The Rock stepped in and saved the entire franchise by being in the next five movies. And after that, I didn't go see Fast and Furious movies. I went to see Dwayne Johnson movies, okay? And just a note on that.
Can I just step in here for just a second?
Yeah.
After 10, do we finally learn why are they driving so fast and why are they so furious about? Why do they have to go that fast? Why are they so furious?
They're furious about family because they said the word family 58 times in this movie. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But
right.
But just for a note, the top five money-making movies that are in this franchise are the ones that Dwayne Johnson are in. So it does make a difference. Now, the violence has always been cartoonish. The stunts are unbelievable. But there's a fine line between awesome cool and stupid dumb, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So stuff like checking in a full-size kayak at the airline counter, then having that same kayak turn into a jet-powered plane that runs off mini bottles of vodka. And there was just, this is just one of way too many to mention. I mean, in this movie, they didn't just cross the line. They fully, Fonzie in the leather jacket on water skis, jumped the shark, okay?
Right.
I mean, and more annoying than that is Jason Momoa's completely over-the-top portrayal of Dante, who is the son of a drug dealer who was killed in Fast Five. That was whatever episode that was. Now, he's here to avenge his father's death by inflicting the maximum pain on Dominic by destroying all the people he cares about. Now, I say annoying, but really and truly, if this had been a serious movie where when the violence happens, people actually suffer, lives are really lost, and there's actually something at stake, Momoa's character would have been great. Because when you have serious results of the violence and the villain is a cold-blooded sociopath that acts like Heath Ledger's Joker, there's this dark humor that is both sobering and fascinating to watch. But in this movie, there's no danger because there are no casualties. This is like Roadrunner Coyote stuff, okay, but less believable. When you have comical violence and a comical villain, that doesn't work, which in this case is very sad. Momoa steals the attention in every scene he's in, and he's, of course, wildly handsome. He's off-the-scale flamboyant, plus both maniacal and charming at the same time. He's wearing a snakeskin leather jacket, each fingernail painted a different color, all matching each different outfit. He changes outfits every scene, and he has multiple hairstyles. In the right movie, his character would have never been forgotten. In this movie, he should hope that no one ever remembers, okay? This may be the easiest thing Vin Diesel has ever done, except for finding sleeveless shirts in his closet. They're everywhere. I think he did less physically in this movie than he did when he was voicing Groot, okay? He spent more time behind the wheel than Morgan Freeman in driving Miss Daisy. I mean, he never got out of the car. He never got out of the car. And he only let Momoa have this part with a stipulation in his contract. He was not allowed to take off his shirt at any time because Vin Diesel does not want to be standing with shirts off next to Jason Momoa. That's not happening. Listen, this thing is too long at 2 hours and 21 minutes. It's rated PG-13. And not only was the movie too long, this is only the first part. This has a cliffhanger, and there's possibly going to be two more of these movies to come. Really? Here's what I say to you people. Hey, y'all enjoy. I'm out. Unless The Rock comes back. Because if he does, I know I can smell what he's cooking. My score on this is two buds, and that's very generous. It's over. It's just too much. It's too much for me.
And let the Fast Fam be on notice that the People's Movie Critic has served y'all an ultimatum. You bring back The Rock or he's done.
And let it be said that Bob still doesn't know why they're going fast and what they're so furious about.
Why are they furious? I just want to know. They live in California and they travel a lot. I just don't get it.
I understand why Lamar is furious, but I'm with you.
It's horrible.
We'll be back with more of the People's Movie Critic. It's Bob and Sherry.
Bob and Sherry want you to have a summer full of grilling and chilling. We've partnered with Carol's Sausage and Country Store to make your summer fun and delicious. And it's simple to win. Just go to the contest page, bobandsherry.com. You could be a weekly winner of Carol's Sausage prize pack, including a cooler bag, a beach blanket, and a $50 Carol Slatherburger fixin' certificate. Check out the mouthwatering selection of sausage and meats at www.carolsausage.com. Good luck from Carol Sausage and Bob and Sherry.
Leave us a talkback. Talkback with the free Bob and Sherry app.
It is the final week of the necklace A Day in May, and it's provided by Landon Lacey Jewelry. She is hand-making in her studio in Charleston, South Carolina, hand-making a beautiful necklace with the mama signature on it. You are going to love it. Tell them how to win it, Cher.
Just send a photo of you or your mom or the mom in your life or a mom that could really use a little bit of joy to BOBANDSHERI.com. Winners will receive a beautiful handmade mama necklace from Landon Lacey Jewelry. The month of May is running out, but you still have time to submit your photo right now at BobAndSherry.com. Good luck.
Lamar, I just don't know if I'm all alone in this area. I have such a fascination with the amount of Russian officials who in the last year have mysteriously died. Have you noticed that? I mean,
yeah.
Is somebody not checking on this? Because it looks like something should be done. Is this a new outbreak of something that we need to be aware of, you think?
Listen to this one. Here's the latest one. The headline is, Senior Russian Official Mysteriously Dies After Falling Ill on a Plane. Russia's Deputy Minister of Science and Higher Education, Petr Kucherenko, has died. This is from a couple of days ago, after falling ill on a plane. The latest in a string of mysterious deaths among Russian elites. It has been one after another. The scientist who came up with the hypersonic Russian missile that the Ukrainians shot down, 12 of them in one day, with some new equipment America gave them. Those three guys have been called on the carpet, and I don't think they're going to be with us very long. How many people can mysteriously fall out of an eighth-floor window? And it is one after another.
It's You'd like somebody put up a safety bar, wouldn't you?
You would. Or you'd say, oh, you're giving me a new office? Ground floor, please. I mean,
listen,
it's
all just... I can think about. When we talk about this, I know I haven't seen him do this stunt a long time, but a long time ago, this running gag and all like military stuff, everybody be lined up and they'd be asking for like, I need a volunteer for this suicide mission. And everybody's standing there. And then all of a sudden, all but one guy takes a step back and leaves the one guy standing out there like he stepped forward. Yeah. This is what the whole Russian government is looking like. Everybody's taking a step back.
It is. I mean, if somebody came to you, seriously, you're like a mid-level scientist and said, Lamar, you've been doing a heck of a job, and we've been keeping our eye on you, and we'd like to promote you. We've got some plans for you to develop a new weapon for the motherland. What do you do at that point? I'm going to be honest. As much as I love my country, I'm going to stay right where I am. I am not going to bring my head up to a higher position. The likelihood that you're going to live is really, really small.
No. I would jump up and say, that sounds great. And then I would trip over something and break both of my arms, something. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Trying to get away from it.
All I can think about on that is that whole thing of, if nominated, I will not run. If elected, I will not serve.
LBJ. I know. LBJ. I know. It's the damnedest thing. And it's become like a punchline. And these are really highly educated people. And they're being pushed out of buildings.
But where are you going to go? Where are you going to go if you don't want to take the next step? This is not
true.
Like you can go to the airport and get on a plane and fly somewhere.
Well, you can in many instances. I mean, you could get to another freedom-loving country. But then you've got your family that you left behind. And what's going to happen to them? They're going out the windows.
This
it's the most bizarre thing.
And it's not going to get any easier because I don't think they're going to do any much. You know, I mean, no, this is not good.
Let me ask you, and I want to ask Sherry too. What do you think is going to happen to Putin in the next year? Does he survive another year, or is he assassinated, or is he pushed out of office? Or
it depends on how loyal the people are around him. I mean, that's the whole point. And I'm sure everybody around him is getting offers. I don't know.
There are some. What do you think, Sherry? There are some interesting rumors that kind of suggest that he has cancer. And there's been some photographs that medical people are like, well, I mean, yeah, could be. I don't know. I just know that. That is not an environment where you want to stand out and excel. That's for sure.
That's the
tall tree
line.
Gets cut. Tall tree gets cut.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right. Thank you, Lamar. Thank you very much.
Have a great week.
It's Bob and Sherry.
Everyone Needs a Laugh is brought to you by Ulta. Ulta Beauty's gorgeous hair event is happening now. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
It's Bob and Sherry.
Here is comedian Timon Shipp.
Yeah, I'll tell you guys a little bit about myself. I work for LA County Probation Department, juvenile hall, 30 years. Yes, you know, murderers, rapists, gangbangers, been dealing with them for years. Yeah, and you know, sometimes I say it's not the kids' fault. I look at their parents, especially when you name your son Angel. Every angel I know is a murderer. One yet. Why would you do that to him? Oh, look at my angel. He's going to jail. And they know it. I said, you just ruined him. Precious. You know, my daughter's name is Precious. No. No. Do you guys go to school with girls named Precious? You know? No. Yeah, stay away from him. Stay away from him. Cinnamon. Really? Cinnamon? Come on. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my name is Timon, and they didn't get it right in Texas. They ended up calling me Thyroid, so I just left it alone. I go by Thyroid. Maybe don't. What are you gonna do? But yeah, I work with them, you know. And the kids tell me, you know, you adults don't understand us. You don't get us, man. You adults don't understand. We're going through, bro. We got it hard, bro. We got it hard. I said, you know what? You're right. I don't understand you. You have a 20-inch waist. You're wearing a size 50-inch pair of pants with a belt that wraps all the way around your body and a shirt that goes down to your knees. And you say, I'm cool. No, you're stupid. You don't know your size. You can't be a criminal wearing baggy pants. Are you running down the street like me? I saw some kids trying to, you know, run in front of the police. They tried to leap a fence in baggy pants. They were just hanging there. Everything's falling out. Just hanging. No, you can't be a good criminal. And let me tell you, if I see another white boy with bones in his nose and in his ears looking like Mobutu, what is wrong with you? And he's saying, I can't get a job. Really? You mean they don't hire mutants? You can't go home and put death on your neck and expect to work in corporate. Where are you going? The boy had skateboard wheels in his ears. Who does that? And you paid somebody to stretch out your earlobes. He doesn't know that when he hits 60, he'll be able to put his arm through his ear. I love you. I love you. Thank you. And they're constantly, you know, and you know, we put out this money. You heard about this. We spent $50 million on a program called No Child Left Behind. Yeah, leave him because he ain't gonna make it. If he's still doing his ABCs in the eighth grade, you can cancel Christmas. He's done. You knew who the dumb boy was in your school, didn't you? You know, the kid was sitting there going, like, you know, they got this whole you know, language that you don't even understand. You know, you ever see that gang writing on the wall? Do you know I have kids who can read that, like hieroglyphics? I say, hey, man, what does that say? What does it say right here, sir? Yeah. Basically, they're gonna beat him up, and after they beat him up, they're gonna go and get, you know, smoke some weed, and then they're going to McDonald's. Really? That says that? Yes. Backward S's. Who does that? I went to a funeral for a kid who was supposed to be a great tagger, a great, you know, he spray paints with the spray paint. He climbs up on the freeway sign. Well, he fell off of a freeway sign and got hit by a truck. I wish I'd have saw him, because I'd have ran him over too. What are you doing on a freeway sign? How did you get up on a freeway sign? Whoever thought of that? Come on, guys. I'm 57 years old. I never thought in my life. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get up on one of those freeway signs, and I'm going to put my name up there. Yeah. They got barbed wire in L.A. on the freeway signs. Why are we putting barbed wire? This is what you're going to do with that barbed wire. I'm going to put it around the freeway signs and keep them from getting up there and doing that. No, it's stupid.
That
He's
is
different. He's that one. Was that a woman in the audience or a macaw?
It was a woman.
Is that not the wildest? I was waiting for you guys to notice that. That is the craziest laugh I think I've ever heard.
You know, that might have been his cousin. His cousin might have been helping him out a little bit back there.
Time and ship. We're coming out of law enforcement into stand-up comedy. It's Bob and Sherry.
She's done it again. Sherry Lynch named one of the most influential women in radio. It's Bob and Sherry. Sherry.
I'm going to read you some obnoxious phrases people hate. And see if you agree with these people. Ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
People don't like me because I tell it like it is.
You know how I feel about
it. You should smile more. You should smile more. I hate that one personally. No offense, but something offensive is going to come right after that. I'm not racist. I'm not. And then the person says something that is just totally racist. You shouldn't have to announce that you're not racist. I hate drama. That is almost
and
always
yet,
said
strangely,
by somebody who,
right?
Yeah, somebody who's always has drama in their life. We're a family here in a work setting. We're a family here in a work setting. You want to say sometimes, hey, bud, you just laid off our cousin, you know, our family. I'm interested in your opinion on this one. A man who uses females when he refers to women.
I don't care for that, I'm going to be honest. And I can't really tell you all the reasons why.
I know. There's something about it.
I mean, you know how strange it would sound if I said, so I was at Starbucks the other day and a group of males were having a business meeting.
It totally does.
See how weird that sounds?
You're exactly right, Sherry. Do you know who I am?
Who?
That one. Oh, that one is the absolute worst. Women who say, I only have guy friends.
Yeah, that makes me suspicious, but also it makes me sad. Yeah. It makes me sad. Yeah.
And finally, I'm brutally honest. You know something is coming that's going to make everybody within the immediate area very uncomfortable. I'm brutally honest. Don't say those things.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's clean, ORIGIN.com, code RADIO10. Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's clean, ORIGIN.com, code RADIO10.
instant access to the podcast and fun side. Just download the free Bob and Sherry app.
It is Talk Back time. Now, if you have a phone that you actually use as a phone, you can call us at 844-52-SHERRY. That's 844-52-SHERI. Or you can grab our app. It's free in the Apple Store and Google Play. And it does a million things. I mean, you can listen to the show every day and podcasts and enter contests. And there's a little microphone in the bottom center of the screen. If you tap it and talk, the app will send your message flying through the air directly to us.
Hey, this is David Grill Guy. Hope y'all are doing great. Having to eat my words here lately about this Amazon stuff. Always talk junk about it, but I have officially created my own account and I ordered three things. So I can no longer talk junk about it. My wife thinks it's hilarious. Y'all have a great day.
He's not the first husband. He's not.
I just want to say, David, you're my favorite kind of guy. You really are. Because it takes a really big man to spend probably, I'm going to go with 12 to 15 years bashing something. And then, does that seem like a good estimate? Probably he's probably spent about 12 to 15 years complaining about Amazon. I have a husband like that myself who then one day discovered that he could drive around to 15 stores looking for a specialized battery for a watch, or he could order it on Amazon. And so I want to shout you out, because it takes a really big person to admit that they were wrong.
You know what David's wife's going to be hearing for the next year or so, maybe 2 years? She's going to be hearing something like right after he orders, "I can't believe it got here the next day. How do they do it?
If we could all take a moment and send our thoughts and prayers to Mrs. David, I think that would probably be welcome. Because she is so tired now of all the boxes showing up on the front door and all the, oh my God, you're so fast. All right, we have another one.
Hey, Bob and Sherry, this is Celine from North Carolina. I was going through some of the old podcasts and I was listening to Sherry talk about the mayonnaise on the hot dog. Well, I'm going to tell you, we are Mexican and we do the mayonnaise on the hot dog. But what we do is your mayonnaise goes on the bun, then you do your bacon wrapped hot dog inside, and then you can do ketchup and mustard if you want to. You don't have to. But then we also top it with some onions and peppers, and it is the most delicious hot dog on earth. I don't care about no chili and cheese. I don't like those, but you give me a bacon wrapped hot dog with some mayonnaise and some onions and peppers, and it is the best.
Okay, I'm not going to fight her, depending on the amount of mayonnaise. You know, if it's slathered all over the place, I don't like that. But that sounds pretty good.
She kind of got my attention. You know, sort of like David with Amazon. Like, mm-hmm. I was a sworn enemy of mayonnaise my whole life until I met Duke's Mayonnaise. And then, you know, I was like, well, maybe I can tolerate a little bit of this on a BLT. I don't eat it by the spoonful, but I can actually, like, eat it if it makes sense. And a bacon wrapped hot dog with some peppers on it, man, that sounds pretty good.
That sounds pretty good. Yeah.
All right, hey, next. Bob and Sherry. This is Kelly from Bradford, PA. I love listening to your show and love to hear about the big chili debate. I think we need a new debate about cottage cheese, because I heard both of you just massacring cottage cheese. This isn't typical of your show, because usually one of you likes something and the other doesn't, and that makes the show interesting. But when I heard you both dishing cottage cheese, I just had to speak up. Bob, truthfully, you need to expand your palate. You sometimes remind me of my son, and I'm not even that old. But like I tell him, try it. You might like it. Listening to you as a grown man and asking people to explain what things taste like and the texture, really? Just try it. Then you'll know for yourself. Cottage cheese is a smooth, creamy experience and can be served with so many fruits. And in you can even put it in lasagna in place of ricotta cheese. I just love the curds. They offer big and small. Bob, I recommend that you get the big curds and you give it a try for yourself. You might be surprised. Thank you. Love your show. I hope we start a cottage cheese debate. Thanks.
I hope we don't. There are some things that Sherry and I both agree on. One is we hate cottage cheese, and the other is we hate Hitler and Putin. Okay, so we do agree on something, and I would put cottage cheese in the same area as Putin.
Can I tell you the cottage cheese thing has blown my mind? So there are a bunch of alt-gov accounts on Twitter, like alt-national parks, alt-space, alt-Department of Interior, blah, blah. These are all State Department employees. And in the State Department, they have a private group chat amongst themselves where they are fiercely debating cottage cheese now because of us. And one of them DM'd me and said, girl, you have some loyalists, but not when it comes to cottage cheese, not at the State Department. So now I'm probably not going to be able to get a passport renewed because I don't like cottage cheese. I'm going to try. I've had so many people tell me, one person said to put it in a blender, puree it, and add like black pepper and fresh tomatoes. And okay, I mean, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna give it the same fair hearing I gave Duke's mayonnaise. Bob, are you
try it first, and you tell me. Well, I'll wait for your opinion of cottage cheese. It looks so disgusting, and I know that that's, you know, once again, very childlike.
Well, I'm gonna be careful when I tell you about it. Yeah. I'm gonna be careful not to go too detailed on the taste and texture, because you just got in trouble for that, and I don't want to get in more trouble.
Right, right.
Okay.
Okay.
Coming up, a millionaire's insane jail escape plan foiled. It's Bob and Sherry. Bob's Small Plates is brought to you by Nissan.
Well, it's time now for Bob and Sherry's Small Plates, and we start out noting that Taylor Swift's concert, she's on tour around the country, Taylor Swift's concert in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Oh my God, the rains were just torrential. Just absolutely soaked the crowd, the poor things. It was very hard. She thanked her fans. And one of her fans, actually it's a company, is selling some of the rainwater for $200 a can so that you can have Swifty rainwater. That's right, friends. Rain water in a can that just happened to fall in the concert area where Taylor Swift was performing. If you do that, you are the biggest I have ever heard of.
Hey, the marketplace, right? Somebody had idea. Let's see how many cans they sell.
You know what? They're calling it merch. Like it's a t-shirt, like it's a hat, like it's a pair of pants or something. It is rain water. Next story here. What's the best time, do you think, to make love? What's the best time to make love?
She said when I wasn't at home. It's an old joke. I'm sorry.
Do you mean, I want to make sure, do you mean like literally on the clock? Or do you mean like
his birthday? His birthday, is that what you're going to say?
Or like, you know, after he's gotten a devastating diagnosis? Like, give me a hint here.
No, it's on the clock. What time of the day? What time of the day is the best time to get frisky?
4 p.m.
That's a good one. That's a good one. But it is on the opposite side of the day. Researchers reckon 7:30 a.m. is the optimum time for getting frisky because it's about 30 minutes after many people wake up. Go ahead.
If I'm going to import that into my lifestyle, I need to apologize to you three in advance. Because it's going to really bite into the show.
Yeah, it will a little bit. Let me just say, if you have been married for 10 years or more and you bring this story up to your spouse, don't expect a great reaction. Sweetheart, Bob was saying the other day that 7:30 is the best time, and I'm seeing that it's 7:25 right now.
You know what I dislike about a report like this, a news report like this? Who's this for?
Yeah, that's true.
Whose lifestyle is this for?
Yeah. I think we all know.
I know you have a geometry test, but TikTok, it's 7:30.
Yeah, right.
Your dad and I need to excuse ourselves. Like, who's this for?
I have for you now the cheesiest dad jokes of all time. They're rated every year. Father's Day is not that far off, so I'm going to bring them to you right now. These are the top three cheesiest. What do you call it when James Bond takes a bath?
I don't know. What?
Bubble 07. Coming in second.
That was actually pretty good.
Coming in second. Let me see. What are the weakest days of the week? And what are... No, let me start that again. What are the strongest days of the week? What are the strongest days of the week?
For what purpose?
They're just stronger. No particular purpose. They're just
Thursday.
The strongest days.
Thursday?
No. It's Saturday and Sunday. Day. It's Saturday and Sunday. The rest are weekdays. Okay? So they're the strongest.
Oh, I forgot. These were dad jokes. Yeah. I'm sorry.
These
I
are
forgot.
Dad jokes.
I thought
right.
he had. I thought that it was just one, mm-hmm. and he was moving on to mm-hmm. something else.
Yeah.
Right.
On the
right.
plate.
Sorry
you need
for
to be more clear,
you.
Mister.
I
Could you
know.
Be a little
well,
more clear
you know,
with small plates.
It's very intricate work here on small plates. coming in third place, why did the man fall down the well?
Why did the man why did fall the, down the well?
Why did the man fall down the well?
I don't know why did the man.
Because he couldn't see that well. He just could not see that well. There it is. Those are the three top. You know, speaking of wells.
Those are the top dad jokes?
Yeah, those are the top dad. Did you have a well growing up anywhere in your neighborhood? The people were always talking about, oh, don't go near the well. Even though they put plywood over the top, don't go near the well. Did you have a well around your place?
Out west, yeah, people had mm-hmm. wells. But you know yeah. what? There was no nannying of the children out west. It was like, you right. see that well? If you're dumb enough to fall into it, you probably deserved it.
That's about it. Yeah, that's right. And finally, WhatsApp. WhatsApp will now allow users to change messages up to 15 minutes after they've been sent. That means if you are a drunk texter, you'll be able to amend or pull it back. Way to go.
Wow.
WhatsApp. A much easier Saturday night for those who are not attached to someone. It's Bob and Sherry. Can You Believe This is brought to you by Staples Stores and Staples.com.
You read it once.
I don't believe that.
And then you read it again.
I can't believe this.
It's Bob and Sherry's.
I don't believe this. I cannot believe this.
Today, we're going to be talking about a man who hatched an idea to escape from prison. And because he's loaded with money, the plan was very elaborate. And you won't be surprised to know that it involves a castle in France. His name is John Manchak. Let me tell you something. He's 78 years old, and he's loaded with bucks. And before you go, oh, why are we putting Pawpaw in jail? Pawpaw is in jail because of all of his child pornography charges. And he previously fled to France in an attempt to escape those charges, and they got him. And he's in jail in Florida. And he's been held there at the Indian River County lockup. Mm. And he hatched an escape plan. And here's what the sheriff of Indian River County, whose name is Eric Flowers, said. Here's what the plan came down to. He's got a group of folks on the outside. They're going to wait until he's got a doctor's visit. And then while he's at the medical facility, they're going to pepper spray his guards and take them out of commission. And then they're going to rush him to his private plane, which is waiting on the runway in nearby Fort Pierce, Florida, so that he can fly to France. Sheriff Flowers says that Manchak is a multimillionaire with dual passports in the United States and France. They first arrested him back in 2014, and he had 49 charges against him. He's a freaking dirty old predator. And Sheriff Flowers said, he posted a $500,000 bond and fled the country illegally and hid in his medieval castle in southern France. France refused to extradite him, but eventually he went on a little vacation in the Dominican Republic back in 2020 and then thought he'd pop by Florida.
Uh-oh.
That's where they busted him.
Yeah.
So they've got him in jail. And he's complaining that, you know, he needs medical attention. So back in January, he requested permission to leave the jail. And he said, I have some chronic issues. I broke my hip and my wrist last year, and I need to see a doctor. They denied that request. Whether they were right or wrong to deny that request, I can't tell you. But they found out, Sheriff Flowers said, that he built an entire escape plan centered around the one medical appointment that was approved. And that appointment was supposed to take place on April 12th. But one of the people involved, one of the people that was supposed to pepper spray the guards and kill them if necessary to get him to his private jet, had a change of heart and tipped off law enforcement. Then they got a search warrant and they checked his jail phone records. And they discovered that he was using the code words paint job when talking with his crew, his employees, about this plot. They were supposed to prep his plane, his yacht, a black utility van, and a bunch of other vehicles that were purchased just for this escape attempt. He even posted bail for a cellmate and allowed that person to go live in his mansion. That person helped prep the escape, packed a suitcase, and made sure that Manchek's favorite liquor was on board in the plane. And Sheriff, this guy,
it's like a James Bond villain.
Liquor, castles, cellmates. Yeah, yeah. And Sheriff Flowers said the whole plan, had he been able to pull it off, and honestly, if that one person hadn't had a change of heart and tipped off the law, probably would have worked. He was going to go hide in his castle in France and never have to face charges. Well, it's a good thing that somebody had a case of a conscience, because not only did they foil this crazy plot and he's still incarcerated, but no one got hurt. He was prepared for people to die so that he could get to that jet and drink his brandy and get to his castle.
He's like a James Bond villain, I'm telling you.
He really is a Bond villain. And you know, when it comes to people that prey on children, you know, I'm a kindly doormat of a social worker and I'm over here going, let's give everyone a chance. When it comes to people who prey on children, I turn into like some sort of medieval executioner.
You're not alone.
Nope. Denied. Right. You dirty, crusty old pervert, you disgusting creature. And the fact that this guy, with all of his wealth and privilege and resources and power, the fact that he's eating a bologna sandwich in the Indian River County Jail.
You know, it's an example of arrogance, because all he wanted to do was to have dinner at the Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami or wherever in Florida. And he couldn't stop himself. He said to himself, they're not tracking me right now. I get away with almost everything. But there is some sort of a system that the U.S. government has. When one of these guys tries to sneak in with a passport, we're aware of it. And that's how he got it. That's how he got nailed, because of arrogance.
It's really hard, even if you're very, very cunning and have a lot of wealth. It's really hard in today's like digital world to disappear. Right. And I think that this guy, Bob, I think arrogance is exactly the right word. I think he might have been too arrogant to take the extra steps that you would have to take to get away with
it. If he just stayed in the Dominican Republic, he would have been okay. I'm surprised they actually don't have an extradition. I'm surprised that France doesn't for these guys. They're a great ally, but I'm kind of surprised that he could get away with it.
I was surprised, too. You, sir, you will not be sipping that brandy in your private jet on the way to your castle. You'll be having a bologna sandwich and a small carton of low-fat milk in your cell.
That's right.
Wah. We'll post the whole story up on Facebook so you can check it out. It's Bob and Sherry.
The Fun Size Podcast, a shareable taste of the show at our website or the free Bob and Sherry app.
So the other day I was visiting with the County Agricultural Extension Office. I had samples of soil in my backyard because I've got some gardens going back there. And as driving home, I never looked at this street before, but I looked over and saw the street sign. And the street's name is Candy Doll Bluff. And I went, wow. I'm sure Candy Doll Bluff, maybe that came from the developer's, you know, granddaughter, you're my little candy doll. But when you just go by it, you see, well, darling, I'd like you to come visit me sometime. It's been nice here having a few drinks with you at the bar. but I'd like to see you in person. Now, what you do is you go out Highway 78 until you get to the Chuck Norris High School. Then you take a right. That's Yellow-Eyed Lane. That's where I used to live. But I built a new cabin, and it's down a little bit. You'll see the sign, Candy Doll Bluff. That's where I live.
It's just past Jolene's Wigs.
Right. It's the only house on Candy Doll Bluff. I own the street, if you can call it. It's sort of a street. It's more of a path. I mean, I'm going to be going by that every time and thinking of nothing but Uncle Creepy from this point on.
What is it about putting the word candy and the word doll together that just sends you in that direction?
It sounds like strip club. It's so icky.
It really does. It sounds like a strip club or a late 1950s Russ Meyers movie. You know, there's just something about it that is, you're my little candy doll. You know, even in a very romantic moment with Mary, I think if I said, you're my little candy doll, that'd be it. The night
you're
would
dying
be over
alone.
Right there.
Yeah, that, you're going to die alone.
That's right. It's Bob and Sherry.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's clean, O-R-I-G-I-N.com, code RADIO10.
Now, let's open up the Bob and Sherry Archive Vault.
All right, Adam, you're up next. We're talking about It Ain't Summer Until What?
Adam?
Oh, hey guys. Great to see
you. Are you okay?
I'm doing good.
Good.
You sound sharp this morning.
Yeah, you do. You're right on the ball.
What's your plan for the day? When you finish talking with us, then what happens?
Mm-hmm. Going into work and got an interview later on this afternoon.
Oh, sweet.
So it's a job interview?
Well, it's with the same job. But it's a potential promotion. Stuff.
Yay,
a potential promotion with the same company.
And what sort of work do you do?
I work in retail.
Cool. Yeah.
What are you going to wear to the interview?
A suit. A
good choice.
You know how to tie a tie good, so it looks good. You don't have like a little part at the top where it looks kind of screwed up.
Yeah, I usually can get it on the first try.
All right, look him straight in the eye today. All right, when you go in
That's
there,
right.
Nice firm handshake. Take a shower. Make sure you washed your hair today. Right, you're gonna do all of that.
Exactly.
All right.
Excellent. The basics. Right. Okay, so what has to happen before you feel like it's summer?
It's not summer for me until I take a good road trip with some friends to go see a rock concert.
Oh, yeah.
More specifically, like Dave Matthews. I love seeing Dave Matthews play.
Huh.
Okay. Ding, dang.
You know, that's cool. That's kind of a summer act. You know, I get this.
Listen, I'm with Adam.
Yeah.
An outdoor concert on a hot summer night tells you that it is summer.
Hey, don't tell that to the interview later, though, all right? Because they're going to think you're a big pothead. I mean, they are. That's just the way people are.
I love the musicianship and the lyrics of Dave Matthews are so poetic, and they just, you know, touch you deep within, and it has inspired me to write and play music. So he's a big inspiration, a big
good for
reason
you.
I got
nice.
The music myself.
Very, very nice.
Cool.
So do you play in a band, like part-time or something?
I did in high school. Unfortunately, my best friend moved to Chicago. That's who I usually played with. But whenever we get together, we always bring our instruments.
Oh, yeah. Now, do you have a place of your own? Are you living with mom and dad right now? Do you get on your feet? What's your deal?
No, I've got a house in Jackson.
You do? You have a house.
Now, how about, Adam, you sound like a really cute guy. Do you have a girlfriend?
I have a wonderful wife. We've been together for 8 years.
Sweet.
Beautiful.
So you got your life on track, don't you?
Yeah, he does.
You're up. You're obviously good at your job. You're up for a promotion. You're happily married for 8 years.
What does he need to do to seal this promotion today? I don't know.
I have a good feeling about it.
You do?
I do.
You have a good feeling.
I do. I have a good feeling.
Craft always works.
Yeah, but my wife has been helping me study this week, so I've got a good feeling about it.
What do you mean studying? They're going to ask you questions about
right? You know, they're just going to ask me about guidelines and policies and situations, you know, with the company. So, you know, I have to just present myself like I know what I do.
Keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself at work.
Are you telling me you don't? Do you not feel it? I feel this guy's riding a wave. Yeah.
He's so likable that they have to give him this job. Is there a lot of competition?
There is. It's a very competitive job, you know, so it's all, you know, sales-based. So if you don't hit your numbers, then you know, you don't get the opportunity. So
you're hitting your numbers.
You got
tell.
This. Yeah. You got this, Adam.
He's got that silver tongue going. You know what I mean?
He's got a laid-back steadiness that makes you feel like I can trust this guy. Like if I went in to buy, I don't know, like a laptop that actually worked, for example.
Yeah. Let's not go there.
I would feel really good about, because I would, like, Adam would tell me some stuff and his whole demeanor would clue me in.
It's that not
here's
overly
a guy,
aggressive.
Yeah, here's a guy that's not trying to sell me. He's trying
right.
to help me.
Exactly. But then they may say we want somebody more aggressive, that Adam doesn't have that fire. What
no,
is he going to do
listen,
then?
Listen, he's making his numbers because of people. He probably sells to a lot of women who are like, dude, don't try to sell me. Help mm-hmm. me.
What
am I right, Adam?
That's exactly right. You're right on it.
I got no, the Sicilian
to,
second
I
sight going.
I try to help people and try to show them the benefits of what I'm trying to sell them. And, you know, I'm not trying to put pressure on them. And I make them want it. I don't try to put it on them.
You know what pisses me off, Adam? When I buy something from a salesperson and I can't figure out how it works when I get it home. Like yesterday, I was at the Bed Bath & Beyond. I like the Bed Bath
what
& Beyond.
What could you buy at Bed Bath & Beyond that
let
you can't operate?
Let me tell you what it is. And there is going to be millions of people. All right, hundreds listening right now who agree with me. They had this giant display of pump soap, liquid soap. You know the pump liquid soap?
Everyone right. knows what pump liquid soap is.
All right, so I tried not to buy that because it's not good for the environment. But then it said like summer cotton or something.
It sucked you in.
It sucked me in. Mm-hmm. I got that back home.
You can't operate the soap dispenser?
I'm turning it 5 ways. I'm turning it 10 ways. It won't pop up. It won't pop up so you can pump the soap. So now I got to take the whole top off, put it in my hand without the pump, and then put it back on. I spent an hour trying to get this SOB to work.
You didn't call Kevin?
I should have. I don't think he could do it. I'm going back and I'm speaking to the manager today.
Adam, don't be like Bed Bath & Beyond. Don't sell people baffling, complex products that they can't operate, like soap dispensers.
Don't you tell me that you've never had one of those that you couldn't get to pop up.
You know what you
usually
wanna,
I do it enough and then it pops up.
Just buy the gallon jug of the stuff and then buy the soap dispenser separately. It's always cheaper
and then you just
that
keep
way.
Refilling it. What do you think, Adam?
Yeah, whenever I try to sell somebody, once I go out there, I show them exactly how it works, give them my phone number if they need to call me.
You
call
do?
Me. No, I can show them how to do it. If not, they can bring it back, and I can show it to them.
Say that. Hey, say that when you go into this interview today, that business about you give your number and they can call you.
And remember, Adam, you're successful not because you sell people, but because you help people.
That's right.
And you know why you help people? Because you genuinely care about them.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What color is your tie?
It's going to be brown and gray.
Okay, yeah, because red is a cliche, Bob. Don't make the man be a cliche.
Yeah, no.
Don't do it. Adam, don't listen to him. Do not be a cliche. The man can't operate a soap dispenser, dude. Who are you listening to here, him or me?
Good luck, Adam.
All right, well, I appreciate it. Hey, yeah. I want to tell you guys, anytime that we go on vacation, no matter where we go, we always thank you guys. And wherever we go, we listen to your podcast. We love you guys.
God bless you.
You just made
God
our day.
You. Thank you so much.
Good luck today. Fingers crossed right. for you, okay?
Yeah.
Leave us a talk back with the free Bob and Sherry app.
We have partnered with Carol's Sausage and Country Store to make your summer fun and delicious. And it's super simple to win. Just go to the contest page at BOBANDSHERI.com.
You could be a weekly winner of a Carol's Sausage prize pack, including a cooler bag, a beach blanket, and a $50 Carol's Slatherburger Fixins certificate. Check out the mouth-watering selection, and it really is of sausage and meats at carolssausage.com. And good luck from Carol's Sausage and Bob and Sherry.
We're heading into a long holiday weekend, and let's see what the stars have in store for all of us with our very own goddess of the zodiac, Charlie King. Charlie, what can you tell us?
Well, this week is very much a head in the clouds kind of week, which could go in any direction. For an Aries, it's impulse spending that may be an issue. And what's more, if you go with that impulse, you'll probably end up wondering what on earth you were thinking buying the thing in the first place. For a Taurus.
Never happened to anybody here.
I've done it. Yeah.
If you are Taurus, you are going to be Mr. or Mrs. Popular, and this could annoy colleagues and family with your phone notifications going crazy. So, you know, you can't please them all this week. So stick to conversations and connections that are the most rewarding. Gemini, there's something that you've been putting off at home, and you really should finish it this week before it actually becomes a big problem by next week. Cancer. This whole entire week is actually focused on your career and your professional life, which is the most important thing on the planet to you right now. So friendships fade into the background, and that's just to improve your future. Some people are going to take this personally, but those who matter most, they'll understand. Leo. This is like an exciting and glitzy week for a Leo, and it's all about being more glamorous and more out there. The better, the bigger everything is in true Leo style. It's all about being extra and getting noticed. Just make sure it's the right kind of being extra and the right kind of getting noticed.
Okay.
Virgo. So Virgos may want to get away from everything this week and every week thereon after. And even if you do manage to do that, any kind of trip or travel or escape, you're going to very quickly realize that you cannot actually escape much at all. Differences in anything in your life right now are really good for furthering an agenda and improving your current position. So embrace anything and everything foreign.
Hey, Charlie, I could tell by the pause and hesitation that the news wasn't good.
Every single week, I picked up on that something myself. For Bob.
Yeah. So okay. you're saying again, get away and then stay away? Or where am I supposed to go? Just I'm a little confused. Where am I going here?
Just
I'm not against it, but
keep on going until you can't go anymore, I guess.
Yeah. I had a wife tell me that once.
Hey, Bob. Good luck to you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Libra.
Well, if you're a Libra,
I was on a dock, and I was walking on a dock, and she said, keep on going till you can't go anymore.
She must have been an astrologer, too.
Oh, yeah.
So this week for Libra is an opportunity to get rid of something that's kind of clogging up your life. You need to be really, really honest about the value of your friendships and habits. And your motto this week should be quality over quantity. For the Scorpios, this is excitement that needs to be put back into a relationship. This is just refreshing everything that you may have ignored or let go stale or stuff that just needs immediate attention. For Sagittarius, changes in the work environment impact your schedule. And this is mainly because of your coworkers. So if there's something going on, some kind of buzz, you'll enjoy witnessing it. But if it's drama, then you'll probably enjoy steering clear. If you are Capricorn, this is about not missing out on an opportunity to further your career because of it involving a need for change. You have a steady routine, you have everything established in your system, and you don't feel like handling even more adjustments to your horizons. No. But going with the weird stuff is going to give you the biggest boost.
Oh, well, look at that. Oh, okay.
Wow.
Hey.
Weird is good for Capricorn. And don't worry about it, but most people are going to have their noses in your business at the moment, more so than usual. Oh. So let them try. If you are Aquarius, a change of scenery is appealing, but in the event that you can't actually go anywhere because of, you know, responsibilities and commitments, just taking part in some home renovating and redecorating could satisfy that need. And Pisces, if you're out and about running errands and you bump into people, this could turn into more than just chit-chat when someone actually offers an invitation to you. But the problem is, you say yes now, and in a few days when it comes around to it, you could feel very different.
Okay, well, you know, I feel like, with the exception of Bob needing to leave and keep going and never look back, I felt like everyone else was having an okay week.
Yeah, speak of my ex, she was interested in houses, but not Zodiac houses, not the house
not
of Zodiac.
All.
She was something
totally different. Right. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you very much.
And you have a you have a wonderful long weekend, and we'll check in with you next week. And good luck to all the Virgos out there as they pack a little bag and head through the door, never to return.
The Bob and Sherry Podcast.
Well, I'm finally living the experience that I've heard so many other people describe, where your kid goes to away to school and gets a pet and then comes home and leaves the pet with you. I'm finally I'm finally living it, but it's extra. There's a, as always, there's a creative twist. So Cara Mia, my youngest, is doing summer school to try to get ahead on a couple of classes that have labs. So she's in this first semester of summer school, and her leopard gecko, Yeti, is home with me.
Only you. For the, I have to say, only you. Go ahead.
For the 7 weeks that summer school is, because they have, Karamie's in student housing, but they have what they call hotel rules for summer session, meaning you're allowed to show up with your clothes. You can't decorate. You certainly can't bring your emotional support reptile or whatever. Like,
right.
So, Yeti's home. And he's, you know, he travels back and forth quite a bit, and he's a very handsome boy, and he's a good reptile. I mean, he's quiet and doesn't do much. He just kind of sits in his tank. But there's a lot that goes into reptile care, which I've had to learn. He has a little like thermometer.
I was hoping
tank.
We would get into this sometime this
week.
Oh,
it's going to get, it's going to get better.
Yeah.
So there's a thermometer in his tank, and he has to have it within a certain temperature range. And there are special lights that keep it within that range. There's a daytime light and a nighttime light. Now, the daytime light looks like a light, but the nighttime light, I guess it's not visible to human eyes. And the only way that you're 100% sure the nighttime light is working is if you touch the casing of it and it's warm and you look at the temperature. And he has to have... He drinks a fair amount of water, but the heat from the terrarium also evaporates his water. And every time you refill his water, you have to wash his special water bowl and then add 2 drops of a blue liquid called Reptisafe to it. 2 drops. Exactly. So that's every day. That's fine. He eats dehydrated, freeze-dried crickets. But when Karamia first brought him home, he was kind of salty, Bob, and he wasn't making the adjustment. And I was concerned that he was going to die because he was hiding in his little coconut shell and not eating his crickets. And so Karamia was like, well, maybe he wants you to hand feed him. I was like, oh, good. I hoped. I hoped.
Oh, this is a nightmare. It really is. Go on.
Here's how we hand feed the leopard gecko.
Oh, you are hand feeding?
Well, did hand feed. He went a couple of days and it didn't look like he was eating at all. And I didn't know if he was grieving or sick. Karamia said he was molting and that he should be able to shed his whole top layer of skin without any difficulty. But if some got snagged, that I should let her know and she'll come home and give him a bath and scrub him. Because I said, I'm not giving this animal a bath. I don't know how to give a reptile a bath. And I just don't feel like I can learn.
Right.
So here's the good news. So I went in this morning before we started work and I was like, hey, bro, what's up? And he looked at me from inside his coconut and it looked like he hadn't touched his crickets. So I got his feeding tweezers. They're about 10 inches long. And you grab a cricket on the end of the tweezer. Now, you can't just put it in his mouth. You have to hold it in front of him and wait for him to decide to take it. Mm-hmm. I thought my cats were arrogant.
I was about to say, it sounds like a cat. Go only you.
I thought my cats were arrogant and demanding the way they'll be like, is that a treat flavor we've never had before? We have to make sure you're not trying to poison us before we eat it. I sat there on the floor holding a big freeze-dried cricket in the tweezers before sunrise. And you can't make any sudden movements, don't want to be aggressive or in any way unfriendly. And after about, I don't know, 3-4 minutes of me sitting there holding the cricket, he nudged his little face forward and then like, boom, grabbed onto that cricket and snatched it off the tweezer. And then he pulled back and we sat there looking at each other and I took a picture. Would you like to see it? I'll post it if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like. Did you go back in his coconut house? He's like SpongeBob a little bit.
He would not actually eat the cricket while I was watching him. He sat there with it in his mouth. Look at your phone. I just texted it to you guys. He sat there with the cricket in his mouth. And then I realized, oh, he's waiting for me to leave. He does not want to eat this in front of me. So I went privacy. And about an hour or so later, I went back in and I'm like, dude, we're in a commercial break. Would you like to have another cricket? And he looked at me and I got another cricket on the tweezer. And just before the show was due to start up again, he snatched that one away too. So I texted Karen Mia and said, guess who accepted a cricket from me? And we were all pretty joyful. You guys, this is every day for the next 7 weeks.
7 weeks? No.
Look, Harry is at school.
How did this happen? I thought that it was, you remember, I used to talk about it years ago. I'd get up 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30 in the morning for the show. And Kiki would, Mary's cat would feel my presence. And then I'd have to put out her cat food and stand there. And she would turn around and make sure that I was there watching her eat it. And everybody just went, oh, geez, how'd you get stuck doing that? That's nothing compared to what you have to do for 7 weeks.
Well, he may go back to eating his own crickets once he's done molting or shedding or whatever.
That's the word, though. The key word is may.
So, you know, in all of my life, like I've always wanted, farm animals and exotic animals and hedgehogs and hamsters and cats and dogs. And I've never had a reptile. I never wanted a reptile because you can't kiss them and put little sweaters on them.
I was going to say, does he have a personality or something?
He's
I
got a killer personality. He's so
he
fierce.
Does?
Yeah. But I don't like bugs and to have to hand feed them.
Yeah.
So prayers up, prayer warriors, that this reptile starts eating on his own because I'm going to lose my mind. It's Bob and Sherry.
The Fun Size Podcast, a shareable taste of the show at our website or the free Bob and Sherry app.
One of my favorite Instagram accounts is called Tank's Good News, and it's just like what it sounds like. It's stories of people being decent human beings to each other. And he posted a letter that one neighbor sent to another neighbor, and I'm going to read it to you now. Here we go.
Okay.
Good afternoon. This letter is regarding your vacation 2 weeks ago and how you let me babysit Smokey, Oreo, and Jennifer. I'd just like to give you a letter of thanks. As you know, I'm an old man. You don't see me outside often anymore, as these joints aren't as lively as they used to be. To add to that, 2 years ago, in the midst of the pandemic, my dad got diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. After his death, I was alone in my home. I don't have a wife or kids. I could go to sleep one day and never wake up again. Every day is spent just sitting around and wondering what I've done for the world until I met Smokey, Oreo, and Jennifer. Your pets are the cutest, funniest, and most troublesome in a good way. Don't worry, they didn't mess up the house too much. They gave me the motivation to restart my life again. I started waking up early in the mornings. I began to take walks outside with your pets for the first time in years. Every 10 minutes, whenever I felt sad for a second, they'd bark or rub against my leg and make me laugh. The highlight of their stay was when I took them to the park. It was the longest time I've spent outside in a while. It didn't just bring back pet interaction. I met other people. I started talking and made friends with a handful of fellow human beings. I was so happy to be able to talk with friends again and interact with others and feel like I'm part of the human race. I realize I sound very existential right now, but I'm telling the truth. It's nice knowing that I'm doing something nice for someone, even if it's my neighbor. I adopted 2 pet dogs soon after. You may have been hearing noise from my home, pardon them. I now take regular walks to the park with them and talk with friends I've made there. Anyways, I just want to say thank you so much. You brought back meaning to my life, and that's all that matters. Sincerely, Robert. P.S. I think it's time for you to mow the lawn, ha ha. Isn't
that's
just
wonderful? Yeah, that's
so
fantastic.
Cool.
Changed his
I'll
life.
I'll post a picture of that up on the Bob and Sherry Facebook if you need to feel a little better about humanity. It's Bob and Sherry. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the Bob and Sherry podcast and the Bob and Sherry Oddcast. We would love if you would subscribe, rate and review, and share it with a friend on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you go. And thank you again for listening.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.